Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Published Magazines and Broadcasts, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And I am so thrilled today because I have my friend and the most amazing person, RV Robinson, with me. RV is a master speaker trainer, international speaker, and author. She teaches business owners, service professionals, and entrepreneurs how to use public speaking as a marketing strategy so they can attract more clients, generate unlimited leads, grow their businesses, and get their message out to the world. As a high-energy motivational speaker, RV has shared the stage with speaking giants like Mark Victor Hansen, Lori Lagemeyer, Chris Howard, Adam Urbanski, Jill Lublin, and many, many more. RV offers private coaching, workshops, home study courses, and weekly teleclasses. Her persuasive speaking training programs transform ordinary business owners into superstars in their industry. And RV, thank you so much for being here. Welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. Thank you.
You know, you have such an interesting story about how you came about your speaking and training others how to use this as an amazing vehicle for their life work. How did this passion come to you?
Well, actually, it was by accident. You see, my degree is in information systems, and when I graduated, I went to work for a company by the name of Deloitte Haskins and Sales. Now they're Deloitte. They're one of the biggest international CPA firms around. And my job was to set up financial accounting systems on microcomputers. This is back in the 80s when microcomputers first came on the scene. And so my job was to train bookkeepers and controllers how to automate, because back then they were using manual accounting systems. So this was revolutionary. I was a trailblazer. It was a very exciting time. And my boss came to me one day and he said, RV, I want you to get out there and start speaking to tell people that we have the service, that we're offering this brand new service. And I thought to myself, piece of cake. I took one speech class in college. I was good to go. I knew everything there was to know about public speaking, or so I thought. Well, after 6 months and 50 speeches later, I hadn't landed one project, not one client. Nobody even would come up to me and speak to me at the end of my talk. And I knew I was doing something wrong, but I didn't know what it was. And then one day, this gal came up to me. I saw her coming. I was so thrilled. Someone was going to come up and talk to me at the end of my talk. Of course, I was all ready. They were going to praise me and say, good job, good job. And this woman comes up to me, looks me in the eye, and she says, honey, I hate to tell you this. Now, Vicki, if someone said that to you, what do you think is coming?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Right. Nothing good. Nothing good was coming out of her mouth next. I knew it. But I was brave. And I said, what is it? And she said, honey, do you know that after every sentence, you say okay? And I just stood there with my mouth open, and I couldn't. I was speechless. The only thing I could think of saying back was, okay. But I got it. I got it at that moment that I was my biggest distraction. That people couldn't hear my message through my okays. I mean, we've all heard speakers that have used filler words, and oftentimes we just don't hear the message. So I got it, and I decided that I was going, that wasn't going to happen to me again, that I was going to become a student of public speaking, that I was going to master this thing called public speaking. And so I went to the library. I checked out all the books I could find. I went to seminars. I joined groups such as Toastmasters. I hired a coach. I really worked at it. I did everything I could. I invested the time. I invested the energy in mastering this. And the most amazing thing happened. I started to get clients. I started getting a full practice. I would go out and speak, and boom, I would get clients. I would get projects, $1,000 projects every time I spoke. And that got the attention of my colleagues. And so I started to teach them what I was learning, and then they got amazing results. They started getting more clients. That got the eye of the big boss. And so he called me into his office one day, and I was so scared because usually, you know, in corporate America, when the big boss calls you in, that usually means, you know, you're going to get in trouble, right? So he calls me in his office, and he says, "Arvy, I hear what you're doing." And I'm like, I feel my throat kind of gulp, you know. And he says, "And I like it." And I'm like, whew. And he said, "As a matter of fact, I want you to teach these skills to our regional consultants and CPAs." And so they flew me around the country a couple times a year for continuing education training. And I did my systems work during the day, and life was just great. I grew up, you know, I went up the corporate ladder. Everything was great. I had, you know, was in a senior management position, had a bunch of staff. And this is over a span of 23 years. And then all of a sudden, boom, something else happened. And this time, it just really stopped me. And that was 9/11. Now, when 9/11 happened, it just, I mean, the whole world stopped, of course. We all know that. But I too, stopped. And I realized that I was on a hamster wheel, that I had been on a hamster wheel, going nowhere for a long, long time. You see, I no longer was making a difference. In the beginning, I was a trailblazer. I was making a difference. I was learning things. It was exciting. And then now I realized there was nothing I could do that my own staff couldn't do better, cheaper, and quicker than I could. So I no longer was making a difference. And there comes a time in our lives where we just want to make a difference. And so I was at that point in my life. And I knew I needed to do something else. I knew that this wasn't my purpose. But I didn't know what to do. So I did what any smart girl would do. I prayed about it. And it wasn't long before the answer came, just right into my head, public speaking. And not only just presentation skills, but really teaching business owners and entrepreneurs and coaches, consultants, authors, speakers, how to embrace it as a powerful marketing tool so that they can do what they do and what they love to do, whatever business that they're in, and use it to get more business, use it to get clients, use it to gain visibility in their world and become a superstar in their own industry. So I left corporate America 9 years ago now and started my own entrepreneurial company, and I've helped hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of business owners and entrepreneurs and coaches, consultants, use it as a powerful marketing tool to get not only their products and services out to the world, but get their message out to the world and create the change that they want to see.
Oh, that is so, so powerful, as is your platform. Tell us a little bit about how, over the last few years, you built this really powerful platform for yourself.
I built it by speaking. You see, there's a lot of marketing strategies that people use out there, but one thing about speaking, I mean, well, several things about speaking and why it works so well to build a platform, to build your business, is because speaking, you gain visibility, right? I mean, number one, it's the number one way to gain visibility, because if you're the best kept secret, nobody's going to come to you and buy from you. And you can use it as leverage. I mean, just think for a minute. I always tell people, if you want more business, if you want to make more sales, you got to get in front of more people, period. That's it. You got to get in front of more people. Doesn't mean that you maybe, you know, do some of these other activities. Doesn't mean you throw more money at advertising necessarily. It might be. It depends on your business. But one thing's for sure is that speaking will give you that kind of visibility and create leverage. So let's just say in your business, if you spoke 4 times a month and for a small group of average maybe 25 people, and this works on webinars or teleclasses as well, and let's say that's 100 more people that you're in front of every single month, you know, which means that, you know, take a couple months off, it's 1,000 more people a year. So that's what we're talking about. So you can use it for leverage. It positions you as an expert. We've all heard that before. It positions you as that authority. It gives you instant credibility. And it's a great way to build your database or your text list, which is really popular now. You just, you know, speak an event, do a free giveaway, gather people's business cards, put them in your database, and drip market to them for as long as they let you. I mean, it's like there's nothing like it on the planet with so many advantages and so many benefits.
Oh, yeah, that is really amazing, especially now with the technology and everything we have going for us. It just it really keeps increasing that powerful potential of your message. So what is the heart and core of your message, Arvi?
The heart of the core of my message is that speakers are leaders, and that we are in dire need of more leaders today. You see, speakers are, you know, they have the power of influence and the power of persuasion. And with that comes great responsibility. And some of that responsibility means you need to be real connected to your message, because people are going to believe you. You need to speak the truth. You need to speak from the soul, your very soul, as authentic and as passionate as possible. And I'm a true believer that each and every one of us has a message to share that only we can share to people that can only hear it from us. And that message will transform somebody's life or somebody's business. So it's our responsibility to get that out, to get that message out. So that's at the heart. That's my heart message.
Oh, I love that. I really love the way you put so much emphasis on the fact that every one of us has a unique message, and it's not only, you know, the joy of having that talent and that ability, but also the responsibility to actually
right.
put that out in the world. That is just really, really awesome. So tell me a little bit about what you think are the most critical ingredients that really make a message magical, because you're the expert at this. So please share that with us.
Yes, I'll share three. Number one, you must have an attention grabber. You must start your presentation with an attention grabbing statement or question, something to grab your audience's attention. You have about 3 seconds before your audience decides whether or not they're going to listen to you. And if they don't listen to you past the first 3 seconds, then your message isn't going to land on them. So number one, you have to grab their message. Number two, you must have stories in your presentation. And there's 4 stories that you absolutely need to have with time allowing. Number one, you want to put your personal story in there. Just like I shared with you my personal story and how I got here. That personal story earns you the right to be speaking about whatever you're talking about. It positions you as that expert, but also it shows vulnerability. If we take a look at my story, we can see that I thought, which is what a lot of people think, that just because they have a voice, that they can get out there and speak, that there's no formal training. Wrong. I learned it the hard way and the expensive way. Because when you go out there and speak, there's no do-overs in speaking, right? So you get out there to that crowd, and there's people in the audience that really needed to hear your message that could potentially it could change and transform their lives. And guess what? They didn't get it because you weren't ready, because you weren't trained, you weren't prepared, right? So we need to make sure that we know what we're doing when we're speaking. So that's my story talks about that. It also says that speaking is a learned skill. So you need your personal story. Number two, you need testimonials, success stories in your presentation. So let me give you one. One of my clients, his name is Hector, and Hector is a successful photographer, but his dream was to be a successful sales trainer speaking in Spanish to the Hispanic market. And so he too, like I did, thought he could just go out and speak without any formal training. And he failed miserably. He did it 3, 4, 5 times. Nothing. Didn't help anybody. Didn't sell a thing. Nobody came up and talked to him at the end of his talk. He didn't know what he was doing wrong, just like me. And then he came to me, and we did some coaching. The next time he went out there, he went blah, 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 poof, $7,500. Very first time out in a 30-minute talk, because I taught him a system on how to do it right. Now, fast forward a year later, he's not only continues to speak and get in front of 1,000 or more people extra a year, he also is putting on his own seminars. All right? Mm. So now he's able to reach to a lot more people. Okay, number three is a emotional story, a emotional, like a funny story. So here's an example. There is a little boy about 10 years old, and he was looking up at pictures on the wall, black and white pictures of men. And the minister came by, saw him, and he said to the little boy, he said, "Young man, do you know that those are pictures of men who died in the service?" And the little boy looks up at him and says, "Was that the 9 o'clock service or the 10 o'clock service?" So humor can, as a humor story, it can open the hearts of your listeners. And when there's an open heart, there's an open pocketbook. Now, the fourth story you need is a story with a lesson. All right, so here's an example of a story with a lesson. Last year, I was invited to join, I was invited by Christopher Howard to join his billionaire adventure club as a mentor. There were 19 mentors and 100 people from all over the world coming to this event. And so we went to Egypt, all right? So we all went to Egypt and mentoring in Egypt. And then a small group of us decided that we wanted to go up and see the sunrise on top of Mount Sinai. Now, if you know your Bible history, Mount Sinai is where Moses was delivered the Ten Commandments. So we got up really early in the morning, like 2 o'clock in the morning, went to the base of Mount Sinai, which is where St. Catherine's Monastery is, and that's where the burning bush is, actually. It's not burning anymore. It's really big and beautiful now. But just think of all the, you know, all this time, that bush still is in existence today. So we go to the base of Mount Sinai, and there's two ways to get up Mount Sinai. One way is to walk up 3,750 steps or ride a camel. So I decided to ride a camel, right? I did what any smart girl would do. Well, one of the Bedouins, which are the cave dwellers, the natives who own the camels, grabbed me and put me on his camel. Now, I'd never been on a camel before. Well, guess what? They stand up hind feet first. So my entire face and body went forward, crashing practically into the sand. And then they stand up, and now they're 13 feet high in the sky. So we're going up the mountain. Pitch black, it's camel after camel because there's 2,000 people per day that go up to see the sunrise at Mount Sinai. 2,000 people, so it was like ants, right, going up an anthill. So once we get, we're getting higher and higher and higher. And my camel decides he's going to kind of like go back and forth in the road. So as he goes near the cliff, I can feel the fear well up inside me, right? I look down, I'm getting really high up, and it's really scary. So you can't see anything. It's pitch black. There's not a sound. And the only thing you can hear is me screaming, "Oh, my God," right? So one of the Bedouins says to me, walking alongside of us, he says to me, Madam, don't worry. The camel knows the way." And all of a sudden I stopped and thought about it. I thought, he's right. It's not the camel's first time. It's my first time. So I relaxed, let the camel lead me. And when we got to the top of Mount Sinai, all of a sudden the sun began to rise, and there was a small little group of Bedouins, and they came out and they sang. And it was the most beautiful, beautiful scene I've ever seen. And for that one moment in time, I felt like I was closer to God than I've ever been, both physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, in that moment, watching the sunrise on the top of Mount Sinai. Now, if I had let fear stop me, I would not have seen that beautiful view or felt that feeling, and I wouldn't have this great story to tell. So that's the four stories that you need: your personal story, a testimonial success story, a humorous or emotional story, and a story with a lesson. Now, the third item that I wanted to share that you absolutely need to have is a close. So so many speakers don't have a close. They don't want to close. They don't like to sell. Well, there's lots of things you could do without selling, but get rid of the word selling for now and replace it with the word invitation. You must invite your audience to do something. Go to the next step with you. Go to the, you know, sign up for your program or whatever the next step might be, but something to get more information or to go to the, you know, the next touch or to invite them back to ask you questions or to get more information. Whatever it is, invite them to do something. So those are the three key things you need to have in your speech.
Oh, you know, so critically important, and you make it so understandable and simple, and yet they're absolutely, as you say, key, and not everyone is doing that, and that's why everyone is not experiencing the success that you and your clients are experiencing. So tell me a little bit, you shared with us Hector's story, but tell me a little bit about how your message and creating wonderful messengers out there has changed your life and the lives of others.
Wow, that's a great question. Because you're right. I mean, it is a very much a pay-it-forward kind of service. I create superstars, and there's so many people that have had such great success that are not only out there in the world speaking, but they're changing lives with every word that they speak. And that's what we're here to do. That's what we're about, is to share that message that changes lives, because people are suffering out there, and the world's speeding up, Vicki. It's not slowing down, and people need to hear your message. So I can give you a couple more examples. I mean, one gal that, some fun stuff. I mean, she wanted to create a business based around singles and taking, actually, spiritual singles, it's called, spiritual singles, and taking them on dolphin, you know, ride the dolphin retreats, you know. And, you know, so, I mean, it never ends. And then I have, you know, I mean, something as simple as a five-minute talk, right, using my system. It works whether it's 5 minutes or an entire seminar. So a gal that's in my chamber, she was going to do a five-minute talk. And she didn't want to be boring, and she wanted to make sure she did it right. And so we did some coaching, and she went out and she went blah, 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 and poof, she got $5,000 in 5 minutes. So, see, it doesn't matter if you only want to do a five-minute speech or an hour speech or speaking from the stage for 90 minutes. The system that I teach people works. And the best part is that nobody is ever accused of using the R.V. Robinson system. It is totally transparent, and it's just you come out, and only you. It's really, really very cool.
That is very cool. So tell me, R.V., you go out and you inspire so many, both when you appear to speak and also by training these speakers in such a profound way. What inspires you?
Wow. What inspires me is seeing people take the information and get out there and speak their message and their truth. And I truly believe that is my mission, is to create powerful speakers that are going to be leaders, that are going to get out there in the world and share their message and change lives. And see, we need to give people hope. We need to inspire people on a daily basis. Sometimes this world can be pretty hard on people. And it's up to us to make sure that we're serving others, that we're encouraging others, that we're inspiring others, that we're encouraging them that the world is worth living in and their life is worth living and their business is worth having. And sometimes we forget that because of our own self-talk or our own self-sabotage. So all of us, again, it's our duty to get out there and get our message out there to start saving lives and saving businesses. And I also believe that if we can't get our message out there, because there's a lot of people I run into that procrastinate, they go, oh, yeah, we'll take the speaker training next year, right? Or they put it off or they let fear stop them. I believe that their message could actually be taken away from them and given to someone else who can. So that's why it's so serious and so important for each and every one of us, not five of us, not ten of us, but everyone to learn these skills and get out to speak. God didn't give just me a message. He gave everybody a message to share. And our words are so, so powerful. Think of it. God said, let there be light, and there was light. And he made us in his own image. That's how powerful we are, and that's how powerful our words are. But they're not powerful if we keep them to ourselves. They don't change anybody's life. So we have to get our words out there, and we have to get them out in a way that will create impact and the change that we're meant to do.
Yeah. Oh, that again is so, so powerful. And I was wondering, how do you see this taking form if we were looking at this more from a strategic global perspective, or even maybe like a legacy? What would you like to see this be for you ultimately?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. Wow, well, I want to help and to train, I would say, at least 2 million speakers, you know, that actually get out there and create change. I mean, let me just give you a story about what's possible. For some of you may have heard of Candy Leitner. Now, Candy is a regular, you know, she was a regular housewife, single mother, raising three kids. She did real estate to support her family. And then all of a sudden, boom, one day, her little daughter, Carrie, as she was walking to a church festival, got hit by an erratic driver and killed. Her little body was thrown. She was about 13 years old. Her little body was thrown 125 feet. She was hit so hard that they couldn't even use her organs for donating, right, for donation. That hard. Now, what happened as a result of this, I mean, that made Candy mad. And she found out that the guy that hit the little girl, her little girl, only got 48 hours in jail, and that it was his fourth offense. So she decided she is going to do something about it. So guess what she did? She created Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And then what did she do? She started to speak. She wasn't at first a trained speaker. She got the training so she could go out and speak. She started to speak at neighborhood groups, and she got people to rally and to join her cause. And then that picked up momentum. She had 100 chapters all around the country in less than, you know, just a few years from speaking, right? And then guess what happened? Then that got the attention of Congress. Candy and her organization were able to raise the drinking age from 18 to 21 in most of the states and lower the blood alcohol level. So she brought awareness about drunk driving and created stiffer laws that have saved thousands of lives. And I think the last thing I read was up to date, it's estimated that she saved about 18,000 lives. That's what we're talking about. Those are the kind of speakers I want to create. The people that go out there and they create this kind of change in our world, right? That's what I see. And can you imagine having 2 million at least? And maybe I'm thinking too small. Maybe I'm thinking too small with 2 million. But wouldn't it be great to have 2 million people out there creating that kind of change and saving people's lives through changing laws or through bringing awareness? I mean, that would be an awesome legacy.
Yes, it would. And if anyone can do it, it will be you, my dear. I got to tell you that I'm just so impressed with everything you do. And it's so wonderful that you're dedicated to actually create such a movement that can make such a difference to the whole entire world. It is so, so powerful. So tell me, Arby, can you give like a tip or a piece of wisdom or something that we could put into immediate action toward getting our message out there in a really powerful way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The first thing is to just know that you have a message. And I have a lot of people that come to me and they say, I don't know what my topic is. Forget topic right now. What is your message? That's the very thing that's in your, the core of your soul, right? Your very core, your very soul. The thing that you actually are passionate about, that you want to talk about, that you want to see changed. We each have one of those. Now, sometimes we can't get too, we can't get connected with it because there's too much noise around us. So go to a quiet place, meditate, pray, whatever your method is. Think, walk on the beach, whatever you need to do to get still and be with yourself and ask yourself, what is that core message? The answer will come. What is my core message? Once you got it, now here's a hint. Your core message will be something that will save somebody's life or save somebody's business. See, a lot of times I say business because businesses are out there changing lives. There's a lot of businesses that are doing big things. Think of the, you know, and not-for-profits. Think of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, right? That's a business, a not-for-profit business. So that business, look at all the change they create and all the wonderful things they're doing. And there's so many organizations out there. There's so many. So get to that core and then speak. I'm going to recommend training, absolutely. But when you get your core message, when you know what it is that your message is, then the money will come, let me tell you that. When you're doing the work that you need to be doing here, don't ever worry about the money. You show up and be the light for the world, and the money will come, and you will be compensated beyond belief. Beyond belief. It's when we get scared and we get frightened and we lose our faith that we lose our way. And then it's a struggle. So don't think that, oh, I got to speak on, you know, some hot business topic just to make money. You could do that too. But right now, we're talking about getting connected to the core. Now, here's something that's going to happen magically. Your message will be there. But over time, you will get better and better and better at that message. And what might seem like your message now will change, evolve, expand, and grow. So just because you think you know what it is now, be open to expanding. And I know my message has expanded over the years where I was very left-brain. A very left-brain speaker and trainer because I came out of corporate America, right, for so many years. And so over time, over this last 9 years, I mean, I really have gotten in touch, you know, with my very core and soul message that I need to deliver. So don't worry if it's not exactly 100%. It will, the more you speak it, the more it will grow. And here's a tip, too. Remember, speaking, not only is it a learned skill, but speakers speak and writers write. So never write out your presentation. You speak it. When you speak it aloud, it will expand, all right? It never expands on paper. When you put something on paper, and paper's great for books and articles, but it never expands. It is the written word. It is how it is, and people will be, you know, apt to what? Memorize it. And when you memorize it, you're a prisoner of your own words in a speech. So don't write it out. Just outline your presentation and speak it. You need to practice 1 hour for every 2 minutes of your presentation. That's what the pros do, and that's how you get better.
Wow, that is so important. Such incredible wisdom. And I know, RV, you have tremendous tools and resources available, and that you shared with me that you would like to share one with us today.
Absolutely. So for more information, I have a speaking success toolkit that I just put together, and that is a value of $1,000, $1,078. And to get it, all you have to do is go to freepublicspeakingreport.com. That's freepublicspeakingreport.com. www.thebrilliantmind.com. And there's audios on there. There's articles. There's even a free strategy session if you want to connect with me personally. So go there, free public speaking report. Download, listen to some information, speaking from A to Z. And it's training, and it's a way to get you started. So that's the first step.
Wow, that is so generous. Thank you so much, RV, for sharing that. And the other thing I was wondering is, do you have a website where people can connect with you and learn about your programs and just learn more about what you're doing?
Absolutely, I sure do. And that website is Instant, like the coffee, Instant Pro, P-R-O, speaker.com, Instant ProSpeaker.com. And I offer workshops and teleclasses and coaching. So however you like to get the information, we'll make it happen for you.
Wow, that is wonderful. Artie, thank you so much. It is always such a joy to spend time with you. And today especially, it's just been so rich with information. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Vicki. I appreciate it.
And for anyone who would like to learn more about Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, our publishing magazines, our communities, and so forth, you can reach us at getei.com. That's getei.com. And once again, Arby, thank you so much for the generosity of your time and the generosity of all the resources you bring.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.